Hey guys, welcome to another episode on The Artist Share. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you how to find your style as a photographer. Now, I bet there are thousands of articles and videos online that tell you that when you follow these three steps, you will be able to find your style as a photographer. Well, I do not know about three steps one can take to find his or her style. But I do know of one thing, and it makes sense. Now, I'm not saying I've got the only way to finding your style as a photographer, but then I think the way I found my style, should I use the phrase found my style? Okay, well, the only way I can prescribe to you in terms of finding your style is being you, right? You should be you. That's the simple and easy answer. Well, I can end the episode here and you should understand, but then I'm sure some of you would still want to hear the complicated answer. So first, who is an artist? An artist is a person who creates, a person who brings a thing to exist, a person who gives life to a thing. Nobody will go to a paint shop to stare at paint in cans. Nobody wants to go to a paint shop and then just look at paint and then marvel. Nobody wants to do that. But will a person want to attend an exhibition to look at the painted work of Da Vinci, that is the Mona Lisa? Will anyone want to go to an exhibition to look at that? Of course, because it has some life to it. It is no longer a raw material. It has been processed to life. I would like to quote a verse from the book of Genesis in the Bible. It says, God said, "Let us create man in our image after our likeness." So God created man in his image. Now, I want us to take notice of this. God created man in his image. What is image in this context? Image in this context is a representation of the external form of a person. And if God created man in his image and it was perfect, why not just copy what he did? Because that would be the smart thing to do. Now, you will have to implement self-awareness, because without self-awareness, without really knowing who you are, you will find it difficult to create in your image, hence making it difficult to find your style. What we say and what we make reflects who we are. What we feed on makes us, all right? So when we feed on healthy stuff, we produce healthy stuff. When we feed on bad stuff, we produce bad stuff. A good tree does not produce bad fruits, and bad trees do not produce good fruits. Now let's take one of the popular artists from the Renaissance, Raphael Sanzio. Sanzio was a Catholic, and most of his art was portrayed and influenced by his religion and all beliefs, since he was a religious man. I like to think of him as a religious person based on the works he produced, and many of his art were made for churches. As a religious person, he made art that aligned with his beliefs. Some of his works were the Transfiguration. That's one of my favorites. The Resurrection of Christ, the Disputation of the Holy Sacrament, Portrait of Pope Julius II, and many others. This man was a man who was self-aware and did not create outside of who he was, but he created based on one thing. And I believe him creating this way was easy. Who he was as a religious person was his inspiration. Now, I want you to get this. Create from your experience as an artist. If your work does not reflect your character or who you are, whatever you create will have less life because you will not be able to relate to your work. Your image is what matters. Your image is what matters. Your style, all right, your style manifests in your work when you begin to create in your image. It took me about 3 to 4 months to find my style. Creating in your image, all right, Creating in your image and finding your style is mainly a thing of influence. How old are you? I mean, this is just a question, but how old are you? Who has influenced you all these years? Who is influencing you now? What information are you feeding on? These things make us who we are. Our creations come from our thoughts, and our thoughts are based on the things we feed on. When you identify this, you will create with ease and, I believe, perfection. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm glad you listened. If you want all of my resources in one place, please tap on the link I'm going to leave in the description box. And if you have not subscribed to this podcast, please do and leave me an honest review. What can I do better on the podcast and all? Thank you once again. Know your image, find your style. Peace.